Can I just say that I absolutely love sharing these daily episodes with you? Absolutely love this. It's like putting on a pair of comfy slippers. Seriously. It is so reminiscent of what it was like back when I started my podcast, my very first podcast in 2014. Oh my gosh. And when I started the podcast Jumpstart, I thought, okay, I'm going to do a workshop series style podcast this time. It's only going to be for a limited time and I'm going to teach from it. But I was like, you know what? There are so many things out there for people to learn how to do the nuts and bolts of podcasting. We don't need that again. Like, yes, I teach that and you'll get that. But what is missing is this other side that people aren't talking about. The mindset piece, the piece that is the most important. Like, why the heck are you doing this in the first place? And to connect with your own message and your own creative voice. And know that putting your creativity out in the world is not selfish. It's a gift that you are giving your people every single week or every day. Like in this case, every other week, whatever it is. And it is those beautiful messages that you don't expect. Those little DMs that you don't expect. And people say, you know, you talked about this thing today and I really needed to hear that. Thank you. So that's why I'm doing this. That's it. And this is going to be a really short one. Okay. I was just listening to a podcast with Stephen Pressfield, who I adore. I have been reading. If you've never heard of Stephen Pressfield, then oh my gosh, get to the library or whatever, wherever you buy the books, actually buy the books. Don't get them at the library. You gotta buy them. So he wrote, the first book I read of his is called The War of Art. And it's a little book about resistance and how it beats us. And the idea of this, the difference between the amateur and the pro. Actually, that's the second book, okay? Turning Pro talks a lot about the amateur, you know, the one who just doesn't show up, who thinks over things, who's trying to make things perfectly, who's asking for third party validation, for all of the things. There's so many examples of that. And the pro is like, nope, we're doing this. I'm shutting the door and I'm doing the work. No matter what, even though I feel shitty today, I'm not in the mood, it's dark and dreary and cloudy, it is here, by the way, but I'm doing it. It doesn't matter. I committed to this because most of the time I'm not going to feel like it. So the insurance I'm giving myself if I'm a pro is that I'm going to do it. I trust myself because when we decide to, like, you know, give in to resistance, every time we do that, we're deteriorating our own level of trust in ourselves. And we might not think that's true, but it is very dangerous because then we're not going to trust ourselves the next time. Like, even worse than, like, just the same, like, if when you don't, when someone shatters your trust in another person, you're doing that to yourself over and over again. It's no different. In fact, it's worse. Because then you're like, I can't trust myself. I don't even think I can make this happen because I'm not going to do it. Like, that's what you're telling yourself, even subconsciously. So really what I wanted to talk about was this idea of, like, putting your creative work out there, even if it seems crazy, right? And, you know, people just think that you're nuts, that, like, what is she doing? Or in your business, maybe you're a confidence coach and you decide, okay, I want to be a marriage coach now or whatever. Or I decided that I'm actually going to start weight training at the gym and show people my journey. And that's my new thing. Like, yeah, people are going to be like, what? But when it comes from the place of, you know, doing this because it's what light, it's the thing that makes you come alive. People are going to see that. That's going to make them come alive, you know? And so I'm going to read this quote. It's from Stephen Pressfield's newish book called The Daily Pressfield. I don't have it yet, but I found this snippet and I must read it. And the book is coming because, oh my goodness, like, oh, I can't, I just realized that he had put out this book. And I think it came out in November or October, November of last year, like crazy of 2023. So if you're listening to this way later, anyway, so it's been out for a little while. So here it is. Are you ready? Creative work is not a selfish act or a bid for attention on the part of the actor. It's a gift to the world and every being in it. Don't cheat us of your contribution. Oh my gosh. That is so good. Okay. So you guys, I'm going to leave you with that and just let that marinate. Okay. And until the next time. All right. See ya. Hey friend, will you help me get the word out about this podcast? I'd like to invite you to join my podcast street team. So think of it like this. You're a founding member in helping this podcast get off the ground and to land in the ears of as many people as possible. So join the effort by going to caragotwarner.com/podcast to join the pod team. And when you do, you'll also have a chance to win some really fun goodies too. And hey, by the way, if you're listening to this after the podcast has been out for a bit, then please join the perpetual pod team. I'm always looking for folks to help me rise the tide. And again, that's caragotwarner.com/podcast. See you next time. And thanks again for listening.